Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Break it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetQL Network. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley here with you. All our bets for tonight are coming up in moments. Steelers and the Colts, side total and props. Big slate in the NBA. We got hockey bets coming your way and World Cup bets for tomorrow, including USA and Iran. I want to ask Ken about the Cincinnati Bengals in a moment. Maybe we'll do the Raiders and Chargers quickly, P squared, B squared. But first, a selfish question from me. I finished Andor. Amazing. Season's done. I want to start a new television show. And I'm contemplating White Lotus.
Okay.
I know you watch it. Do you recommend it?
Yeah, so I have not watched season two is going on right now. I have not watched season two yet, but I watched season one over the summer. It is a very weird show. Not like David Lynch weird, but like just it's the show is like not even really about anything. It just follows the storylines of guests at a resort, basically. And I would recommend it. I really enjoyed it. I don't think it's for everybody. I have family members that were like, I watched one episode and I was done, but I would recommend it. I enjoyed it a lot.
I feel like I'm going to like it. I might watch episode one tonight after Monday Night Football, the Steelers and the Colts. Our bet's coming up for that momentarily, but I want to ask Ken about the Bengals here. And we had a futures conversation about Buffalo. When's the right time to potentially bet the Buffalo Bills? Maybe Cincinnati is kind of evolving, though, into this giant, right, that they were at the end of the season last year, where maybe the Bengals are kind of like the red herring in all of this, right, in the AFC, right? And at the end of it, it's just going to be Cincinnati again, potentially. Cincinnati right now is 18-1 to win the Super Bowl, 10-1 to win the AFC, plus 210 to win the AFC North. I don't know if they can win the division, just because I think Baltimore's going to win enough games in the regular season, but I think Cincinnati can definitely achieve
things. Not if they play like they did yesterday. Not if Baltimore plays like they did against Jacksonville yesterday. Jeez.
So, Ken, is there an entry point? What are your thoughts here on the Cincinnati Bengals as far as like achieving like significant outcomes this season?
Sure. I mean, certainly possible. Just is this the entry point to make a bet? I think the problem with betting Cincinnati before the playoffs start, because you have some choices, right? You can bet them futures right now. Hey, they're about to take off and be awesome. You can bet them just in the individual playoff games. I mean, it's, you know, you didn't have to get ahead of Cincinnati last year. You got them as a dog in two of the three games that they played in the AFC side in the playoffs, and they were favored against the Raiders in the, which we won't talk about anymore, in the wild card round. So the, is there an entry point? The only reason I would say no, I like Cincinnati. I think they're potentially really fun as a playoff team, just like they were last year. But like, they could blitz Kansas City on Sunday. In terms of futures, are they ever going to be better than Kansas City, like in the market? Are they ever going to be viewed as Kansas City? And just like my opinion, it is like not possible that that will happen ever, basically. Like, I don't think there will be a moment in the market where Cincinnati will be viewed as better than Kansas City. Seems impossible, basically. Is there ever a moment where Cincinnati will be better than Buffalo? Could beat Buffalo in the regular season? Remember, Cincinnati beat Kansas City in the regular season last year and went to Arrowhead more than a touchdown underdog in the game. So just like, who are they jumping? And then I would throw another team in there. I look at Miami the way I think a lot of people looked at Cincinnati last year. It just the most explosive passing offense in the league by far, even if Chase comes back. So like maybe Miami's wearing the Cincinnati mask this year, and that's the team. So who is Cincinnati jumping? None of those three teams. So you're fourth and we're buying? I don't even know if the regular season results are going to end up mattering, and they're not going to win the division. So I'm not like dumping on the question. It's a really good question because they're about to get a really good player back. But like, where are the prices going? They just seems like they would stay the same. And if you like Cincinnati, you're probably going to get some really good games to bet on them when we get to the AFC playoffs. I mean, they're projected to be probably the 6 or the 7 right now, like depending on how obviously a bunch of teams finish out their season. Okay, you're going to be on the road from the jump against a pretty good team. Honestly, might be on the road against Baltimore in the opening round of the playoffs. Like, totally possible that would happen. And then you kind of go from there. Then second, obviously, divisional round, you'd be on the road, maybe against like a Buffalo. And then, you know, obviously a rematch maybe looms with Kansas City in the AFC championship game, if it even got to that point. Those are plenty of big prices and big point spreads to bet Cincinnati. And so don't feel a need to get ahead of this team. Think they can be very feisty, just like they were last year. It's, you know, the same components, basically. I don't think it's a team that I'm like dying to bet right now. Just one that maybe we end up having a fun conversation about when we know what the playoff matchups are.
All right, one more game for us to hit, P squared, B squared. We'll do the rest coming up tomorrow. Our bets for the Steelers and Colts to wrap up week 12 coming up in moments. Chargers, a 2-point road favorite at Vegas against the Raiders. Raiders back-to-back overtime wins against Denver and then yesterday on the road in Seattle. The Chargers with a game-winning 2-point conversion at the end of the game to take down Kyler Murray and the Cardinals yesterday. So Chargers, 2-point road favorites, total 50.5. Ken, pen, pencil, blood, or blank, your thoughts on the Chargers and the Raiders?
I don't think there's anything particularly crazy going on here. Maybe the Chargers should be favored by a little bit less, but I think we all, if anybody who kind of makes a number or just thinks about games, we were going to be under 3 each way, probably under 3 with the Chargers being favored, and it was just going to be what the number was. And that doesn't mean don't make a bet in the game, just there's nothing surprising to me about this market. If it went to 3 on the Chargers, I would be a little surprised. And that would be about it. My number in the game, I think, is Chargers by like 1 or something like that, or a little less than 1. And it is unlikely I will have a bet. I also, with the rate, normally Raiders, you're like, teasers, like great. Total's 50.5 and Staley's in the game. I don't think I want to play teasers in a game like that. It feels like there could be a lot of scoring and potential blowouts both ways with how these teams have played. So normally Raiders games, I'd say teasers. I don't like this one, and I don't disagree with the side at all. I think I'm just a little shorter in terms of how much the Chargers are favored by.
I want to like find ways to play the Raiders here potentially. I was hoping that we would get a 3 here with Vegas, which I think would be a really valuable bet. I actually do, like you joked earlier in the show, I actually do make the Raiders a small favorite in the game, like Raiders -1. Not enough here that I feel like I want to make a bet, because I feel like at the end of the game, like who do I trust more, Herbert? But like I want to get 3. I think it's Raiders or nothing for me in this game, and I don't know what it's going to be yet, but I don't think I would ever lay the Chargers at these numbers.
And Chargers, I mean, it can't be understated. Save their season, basically. Like, they don't get that 2-point conversion. The way this rest of the schedule is going to shake out, like, Jets got a free win yesterday because of the Bears are terrible and almost started. I mean, we didn't even talk about the Nathan Peterman thing that we thought we were going to get and then didn't get. Good news is the Jets covered every number anyway, so I guess who cares. But, you know, Jets are going to be in the mix for that last spot and took Zach Wilson out of the lineup. Patriots seems unlikely because they play Buffalo twice still, but have some chance. And Cincinnati plays an incredibly difficult schedule, which starts on Sunday against Kansas City. Just like if you're the Chargers, you had to have. I mean, that 2-point conversion was probably like a make playoffs, miss playoffs 2-point conversion, which is pretty crazy for a game against a team from the opposite conference. But that's what it felt like, at least.
It did. So I'm going to look for ways to potentially play the Raiders here. And that does it right now for P squared, B squared, at least for today. The rest of our handicaps for the games in week 13 coming up tomorrow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.